Proverbs chapter 1, verses 1 through 7. These are the words of God. The Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel. To know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding, to receive the instruction of wisdom, justice, judgment, and equity, to give prudence to the simple, to the young man, knowledge and discretion. A man of understanding will attain wise counsel. To understand a proverb and enigma, the words of the wise and their riddles. The fear of Yahweh is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. All right. So far, God's word. So in verse 4, we hear that all these things that we need are especially needful for the simple and the young. And in this book, especially the young man. As we saw yesterday, we were finishing off the month with a section from chapter 31. The man was being taught, the young man is being taught what to look for in a wife. And so this entire book is especially for young men, but it's good for all of us. It's good for the young, especially in general, and the simple, meaning those who can't think very carefully or about the many different factors that are going on in any particular situation. One of the things that we find out is, in verse 7, fools despise wisdom and instruction. That is to say, we each, if we are not going to be fools, are going to be humble and consider ourselves in that category of people who especially need to learn, especially need to grow. It's concerning sometimes. I hear conversations in which my dear ones are very intent on telling others what they know rather than learning and getting instruction from others. Well, how are we going to be kept humble so that we don't fall into this pride that keeps us from learning and growing? Well, huh? What is the beginning of wisdom? Sorry, or the beginning of knowledge? According to verse 7, the beginning of knowledge is the fear of the Lord in a couple of different ways. First of all, the Lord himself is the most important object of our knowledge. There is nothing and no one that is more important to know than the Lord himself. And so that must be the beginning, but it's also the beginning because all knowledge is to be submitted to him. We can't know anything rightly unless we are knowing how it connects to worshiping the Lord and serving him and obeying him. And so all right knowledge aims at worship and obedience. And so in that way, the fear of Yahweh is the beginning of knowledge. And we actually can't increase in knowledge unless, as we were saying a moment ago, we are humble. And we will not think highly of ourselves if we are fearing Yahweh. It was the height of Nimrod's arrogance that he was willing to be called the mighty hunter before Yahweh's face. The Lord in his first commandment says, "You shall have no other gods before me." If we live before the face of God, then we will realize that we are not great. And we do need to know, and we do need to be instructed, and we do need to grow. And we will understand that ultimately, the giver of the knowledge is not the person who's instructing us, but God himself, who has revealed himself and about himself in his creation and in his word. So, if we fear Yahweh, then we will be humble, and we will see, we will remember that he himself is a giver of the knowledge, and we won't raise ourselves up in pride, but rather humble ourselves before him whom we fear, that we might receive knowledge and instruction. So how can we come to grow in the fear of the Lord? Because our natural hearts do not want to fear God. It is the new nature, first of all, that enables a man to fear God, the nature of Christ being worked out in him by the Holy Spirit. Therefore, the first thing is to believe in Jesus Christ, for the Holy Spirit to make you alive, give you faith that you would rest in Christ. If you know that you cannot do it, then one of the things that you must do is ask God to do it in you. And if you are that new man in Jesus, then you can have the beginnings of the fear of Yahweh. But even for the believer, all of our growth must be by the grace of Christ and by the knowing of Christ. So we must attend upon the means that he has appointed, reading his word, teaching it, singing, praying the sacraments, even as we are doing now, looking to him to bless it to us, to give us the fear of the Lord, that we would be humble before him, and that we would live for his glory according to his agenda and according to his law, not for our glory and our purposes and our rules, but his glory, his purposes, his rules. And we must discipline our hearts then to fear the Lord, that we would remind ourselves repeatedly of his greatness, that we would set aside times throughout the day in which we come and bow ourselves low and remember before him that we are but men, that we would remind ourselves that we are not God, and practice at not being God by worshiping him. If we are doing all these things, resting upon his grace, produce in us a fear of him, this will be the very beginning of knowledge. And he will use it to give us a humility to be the kind of people who can receive instruction. An unteachable man may flatter himself that he knows many theological things. But the unteachable man, verse 7, is set over against the one who fears Yahweh. And we should be frightened for the eternal soul of someone who can never receive instruction. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your word, for Proverbs in particular, that you hold out to us in this particular passage that we've read, the necessity of fearing you so that we might have true knowledge. And we pray that you would humble us, that we would not think that we are great, that we wouldn't despise or look down upon wisdom or instruction, but that we would be grateful for whatever instruction we can receive. Pray that you would help us in the rest of this preparation day, that we might be ready for the Lord's Day tomorrow, that we might come to you hungry for your wisdom and your instruction. We praise you, O God, for your goodness to us. You are worthy of all worship, and we're thankful to you that you have enabled us to worship you. We pray that you would keep working in us, fear of you, for we are simple-minded and inexperienced, and we need your wisdom badly. Thank you for Christ, that he grew in wisdom, that he is the wisdom of God unto us. And we pray that you would receive us according to his perfect wisdom and glorify him as our Redeemer. We ask this all in Jesus' name, and your children here say. Amen.